gracious and loving God, be on my lips and in our hearts as I speak your words for you. Amen. One of my favorite Christmas movies is the Ron Howard, Jim Carrey version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This is the one that has the Bible people, not the cartoon. And this is also the one that one of the most endearing characters in the movie is Cindy Lou Who, the little girl who catches the Grinch dressed up as Santa Claus stealing the Christmas tree. In that movie, she does a lot more than just catch Santa. Almost from the beginning, she is the one who is curious about the Grinch, wants to know how he got to the position he's in being all alone, and also is the one after the Grinch lights the Christmas tree on fire and destroys part of the town, is standing there after Mayor Mayhew basically chastises her as a little girl who should not be listened to, says, I only want everyone to be together for Christmas. She wanted the Who's to all be in community. She wanted everyone to be there in all. In this morning's gospel, we hear how Mary, immediately after the angel Gabriel told her that she was going to have Jesus, she set off to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Now, the angel told her that Elizabeth was pregnant also, a little further along than Mary was, but pregnant all the same. Mary was coming alone. Today, through research, they've kind of discovered that Mary was somewhere at about 12 or 13 years old. So, young girl, single, and pregnant. Even in today's time, that's not looked at very favorably. Elizabeth was a little bit alone too. It doesn't tell us this in this part of the gospel, but a little ahead of this, we hear that Gabriel also visited her husband Zechariah and told him about what was going to happen and basically struck him mute. So now he can't talk. Elizabeth is pregnant. She's rather old. She doesn't get up a lot anyway. And now the one person that she probably talks to the most, Zechariah, can't talk. Which, if you ask my wife Donna, that is a wonderful thing.
So, Mary and Elizabeth needed each other. They needed to be in community, primarily to help each other, for companionship, but not necessarily for advice. You would normally think that Mary would be going to Elizabeth for advice. How should I handle my pregnancy? How should I go about birth? But we need to remember that Elizabeth didn't know any more than Mary. I'm going to break everything today. Elizabeth didn't know any more than Mary. She had never been pregnant either. Now, some of you know that our oldest daughter, Jennifer, just gave birth to our third grandchild last week. And our third daughter is pregnant and expecting in April. Now, our Elizabeth, who already has two children, has had some advice. And their mother has had some advice. I don't know all of it, but through all the texts and the Snapchats and everything else, I know little tidbits. Mary's cousin Elizabeth didn't have that. So she was in the same position as Mary. They were both basically in camaraderie together. Same position, same situation. We were created to be in community. Not to be alone. We all need each other. In Genesis, we read that God created Adam. And as such, even though he has all the animals and the fish and the birds, and I'm sorry for those of you who have your favorite pet dog, but they can be your absolute best friend, but they still can't talk to you. They can't have that same community that other people have. So God said, let us create a companion for him. And that started community. Jesus sent his disciples out two by two so they could be in community while they did their work. He also tells us, wherever two or three of you are gathered together, I will be there also. So he absolutely ordains that we should be not alone. Together, we help each other to learn, to encourage, to grow in the faith. Many people have spiritual advisors to help them and for them to bounce ideas off of. We have Eucharistic visitors who take communion to those who are shut in or in the hospital who can't be with us in community. So they are community for those folks who aren't with us. We also, from time to time, have had home visitors just to have that visit, the talk, the company. So they are also with us in a little different community. Christmas is particularly a time to be together, especially in community. As we go along, we need to stay in community. If we know someone who is alone or alone in their faith or needs community, bring them in. This is especially important to remember over the next few days. Last week, we heard in Randall's sermon about getting in line with God's love and with what John the Baptizer said. Be fair, be Be kind. A number of years ago, many of you remember Patty Huskamp. A number of years ago, a homeless man came in and sat down and was making a little bit of a ruckus during the 9:30 service. Our priest at that time was giving his sermon, and this man would preach it, Father, amen. And the ushers were in the back of the church, sorry folks, wondering, how do we get rid of this guy? Patty came up, wandered around the back of the church, sat down next to this gentleman, pulled out a prayer book, and helped him through the rest of the service. Made him part of our community. In other circumstances, help your neighbor. Share what you have. Now, it takes courage to reach out that way. I can absolutely tell you that Patty had a lot of courage that day. And afterward, at the time, she was plenty nervous. But afterward, everyone in the congregation was very proud of her. It also takes courage to stand up. In some ways, the way some of our groups like Isaac do. So what is being in community really? And I'm going to be honest with you, this is going to be a little hard to hear. Are we really in community when we show up here at 9:30, pass the peace, wishing each other a good week, and then leave after an hour and a half and don't see each other again until next Sunday? Many of you know that I was given permission by the bishop late last month to continue to move on toward the ministry with the community and become a priest. Part of that process includes having a background check and having a psychological exam. Part of those involve submitting references. Now, Mark Hargis, who is a very dear friend of mine, who I've known for years and years and years, not too long ago, said, after I asked him to be one of those references, "Well, this is very interesting, Bill, because having been here at St. Luke's with you for all these years, I only know the good side." So even me with my good friend, and you've probably all seen this, remember? You know, this finger is pointing out at everybody else, but these three fingers are pointing back at you. I am also threefold what I'm telling everybody else. As we practice spirituality, that also includes community. And we do a lot of good things here at St. Luke's, as Father Randall has told us many times. There are many groups that involve help and work and doing things. One of which, right after this service, is the Altar Guild, which I am a member. And even though our primary job is to work, to beautify this place and prepare for our communion together, we also get to know each other a little bit. But that's not our primary job. Through that spirituality in community, there are other things that we've done from time to time. We're coming up very soon. People are advertising. Please sign up for gathering groups. I know a number of people, and we've been in some of them, where you start out in a gathering group, and even though you're only supposed to go for a month or 2 months or 3 months, some of these groups keep going and become good friends beyond. We've had, from time to time, St. Luke socializes. That is a wonderful avenue where we can all go out to a restaurant and we're not being preachy. We're just having fun together. And our young people sponsor game and dinner nights. And there are others. And I would suggest, we talked last week a little bit about the over 55 community and needing a priest for that someday. I think we can all create groups to help us all be community. So at the end of the movie, Cindy Lou actually got her wish. And the Grinch even carved the roast beast. Perhaps, being in community, we can also be part of Cindy Lou's wish. Amen.